This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Most Afghans in Kabul are said to be hiding in their homes. The Taliban, which effectively controls the country now, is deploying fighters at major intersections. There are scattered reports of looting and armed men knocking on doors. Thousands of Afghans are running, trying to get out of the country by land or by air. Many pouring into the Kabul airport as the U.S. military evacuates Americans. The AP's Karen Shamas reports.
The U.S. military took over Afghanistan's airspace in a chaotic attempt to evacuate as the Taliban rolled into the capital, Kabul. The Taliban swept into the capital after the Western-backed government collapsed and President Ashraf Ghani fled the country. The militants tried to project calm amid widespread fears of unrest. Videos circulating the internet show scenes of hundreds of people racing across the tarmac in panic at Hamid Karzai International Airport as they try to flee the country. The U.S. embassy has been evacuated and the American flag lowered, with diplomats relocating to the airport to aid with the evacuation. I'm Karen Chamas.
National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says it's heartbreaking to see what's happening in Kabul, but he says President Biden stands by his decision to pull out of Afghanistan. Sullivan blames the Afghan military for the Taliban's rapid takeover. Tropical Storm Fred is off the northwest Florida coast and getting stronger. Forecasters say it could make landfall by this evening. The Hurricane Center's Stacy Stewart.
Very heavy rainfall is still going to occur over a good portion of the Florida panhandle, portions of southeastern Alabama, west central and northern Georgia, especially in the mountains, and also the mountains of upstate South Carolina, and especially in western North Carolina. Some of those areas could see rainfall totals close to 10 inches.
This is AP News. The AP's Margie Zarletta takes us to the movies.
The Ryan Reynolds action comedy Free Guy was the top draw at the box office over the weekend.
My name is Guy, and I live in Free City.
Free Guy brought in an estimated $28.4 million in ticket sales in its debut weekend, which is pretty good in the COVID-19 era. What made it significant is that, unlike a lot of movies lately, it was only released to theaters, no streaming. Reynolds has already said Disney wants a Free Guy sequel. Don't Breathe 2 made its debut this weekend in second, with $10.6 million in sales. Jungle Cruise was third, and the Aretha Franklin film Respect was in fourth. I'm Archie Zarletta.
All fans will be barred from the Paralympics in Japan because of the coronavirus pandemic, say organizers. Organizers have also asked the public not to come out to see road events. The Paralympics open on August 24th with about 4,400 athletes. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.